Let me finish chewing my raisin.
No, I think we should start with you.
Just munching on raisin. You sure you don't want any? Hello, everyone. Welcome to Catholic Bites. This is Father Conrad, and I'm with Father Chris Seith and Father Patrick Lewis. And today we're going to talk about something that maybe most of you who are listening have never experienced, but that we three all share in common, and that is we all wear Roman collars when we're walking around. And it's that true. Can be an interesting experience and a fascinating one and a beautiful one. And so we thought maybe today we could share a couple stories about moments in which you or aspects of wearing a Roman collar, what that's like. Does that sound good to you?
Sure, yeah, absolutely.
Sounds great.
So I'll jump in first, just real quick, and that is I remember very distinctly the first day I wore a Roman collar, and that was we had to take our seminarian pictures. I was just entering seminary.
Sure.
We had to take our seminarian pictures for the poster, because every diocese has to have a poster with all the faces of seminarians so you could pray with them. And I was still living in the dorms at George Washington University.
Yes.
And I was working that summer for the maintenance department, and they give you free housing, and so I was still there. I graduated, but I was still living in the dorm.
Sure.
And I like walk out of the dorm wearing a Roman collar, like my GW ID, and I look like, you know, I was like 21 years old or something like that, and I looked like I was 16 years old, and I'm walking down the street, and I remember feeling so self-conscious. I had to get on the metro. I had to take it all the way up.
Sure.
And
sure.
I remember thinking, everyone is staring at me. Who is this kid dressed like
a
priest?
Right.
What is going on there? It was such a unique and strange day.
And it's funny. I guess you kind of grow into it, because at some point you just, like, people don't look at us any differently now than they did those years ago. Mm-hmm. You know, nobody looks at you different. Well, I don't know. But we just get so comfortable with it. It's so normal.
I think they look at us differently if we've aged a little bit. Well, I think
you might have aged a little bit.
I have aged a little bit. And I think there's a sense of, I think when you're young and you're wearing it, they say, okay, a lot of them don't know. The Catholics can tell the priests from the seminarians. There's a look. They can tell if the guy's a priest or a seminarian. I don't know what it is, but.
Yeah, I remember it wasn't the first time, but one of the first times I was dressed in collar, I was buying new shoes. So I was just out at a shoe store, and I had probably two or three people come up to me asking me if I was a worker at the shoe store. I was like, no, have you? No.
Well, it's fascinating. I think another thing I've noticed, and it's both beautiful and interesting, is that people feel, well, some people do, but people feel more free to talk to you when you're wearing a collar.
Absolutely.
Just randomly in public spaces.
It is. I mean, interestingly, you know, I think there was a time when people were afraid that the collar was a symbol of being unavailable. And I think there's actually something about wearing the collar that actually says, no, I am available. The amount of people that come up, because otherwise, how would they know that I'm a priest, right? Whereas because I'm wearing this, people have no qualms, positive or negative, coming up and asking questions, saying things, whatever the case may be. So it really, you're putting yourself out there and saying, this is what I am, and please come up.
I think also part of that availability you feel as you're walking down the street or in a place, and you recognize that there are people who will want to catch your eye, you know, and that people do notice you. For example, if you're making a hospital visit and you're walking down the hallway, just to really smile at the people, and oftentimes they will say, will you please, you know, pray for me, or... And it's a beautiful thing. It really is. I think when we're starting out, we don't quite know what to do with that, because we're afraid of, you know, won't necessarily know what to say. But in time, you get used to it.
Well, and also when you start wearing a collar, which for most people it's when you're a seminarian, you don't really have anything to give people too. You know, you're just going to school. You can't celebrate any sacraments or things like that. And it's been funny. No one's ever asked me to hear their confession when I was a seminarian walking around in a collar. But almost as soon as I was ordained, people started coming up in the most random places and say, Father, can you hear a quick confession right now? And it was beautiful and awesome.
Sure. There's something of an intuitive awareness of of grace, like alive in people's souls. They're like, oh, there's something different that's taking place here. It's this beautiful encounter. It is wearing a collar. It's funny too, because I, like Father Pat, like you were saying, just in terms of, you know, going through hallways and smiling at people and just what a difference, you know, normal things that everybody does anyways.
Well, in some places, people don't smile at each other.
So this is the funny thing. When I'm wearing a collar, people are looking at me anyways, right? So I smile at them, I say hi, whatever. Which, so the on the rare occasion where I'm not wearing my collar, I'll still smile at them just because that's what I do. And people look at me like, what the heck? What are you doing? Yeah. It's just one of these things where wearing it actually forms me into a certain person. Yeah. Definitely I'm a different person when I'm driving, in a good way, when I'm wearing my collar. You know, there's a good thing. It's a good thing wearing the collar.
Well, yeah, you're putting on Christ, and we are human beings, but we've been blessed and challenged with a unique vocation, and that vocation is to be Christ in a particular way to people. And outward signs help us to form ourselves and remind ourselves that I'm not just some random guy walking around. I have to bring Jesus Christ to everyone.
And it really is a gift for other people too, you know, a reminder for them that they so often want. You know, the number of times I've been thanked for wearing it, or the number of times that you can see it, it's something that people find refreshing, and it's a source of hope, I think, especially for those of you guys who look young, for younger priests, that for people to see there is hope and a strong, yeah.
Yeah, I remember when I was in college, I was on a train back from New York City. As we were pulling into one of the stops, I just saw, you know, a priest in a collar getting on the train, and I just remember thinking, Christ is present in this train. It was a really cool just reminder of something that, you know, in college is probably good for me to be reminded of. Like, oh yeah, Christ is present in this train. The church is present here. It was a really consoling experience seeing that.
And another thing too, I mean, there's a great, in the church is so small in so many ways.
It is.
And there's a great community there. And when someone believes in Jesus Christ and has entered deeply into his life in the church, and they see you in a collar, and usually they're much holier than we are, and they come up and talk to you.
They're definitely holier than you are.
Yeah, oh, definitely. Yeah. But you find a community instantaneously.
Yeah.
Whereas, you know, someone comes up to me on the bus or at an airport or something like that, and we're buddies already, you know, like that. And it's because we share that same love of Christ, and that visible sign enables that community to be formed, which if I had just been plain clothes, it would have just been, you wouldn't have just said, oh, are you a Catholic? Yeah. Oh, no.
And it's amazing. Also, you see that with other Christians, you know, who are non-Catholic, you see that with Jewish people, how often they do appreciate, the priesthood. And I think we really have to thank priests who've gone before us, who have served well, who have loved well, and have been, you know, really given something to the community. And especially at this time, you know, with all that you're hearing about in the news and so forth, to really think about the numbers of priests who built up what it's all about, yeah, and that it really is Jesus for the world.
Yeah, and I think that's the key too, is that the collar, wearing that is it's just an outward sign, like a sacrament almost, an outward sign of what needs to be present interiorly.
Right.
And if it's not, if we're lacking, if it's hypocritical, then it can do so much harm. But if it is truly an outward sign of what God is doing in our own hearts and how he's moving us in grace, then it can be something really powerful and beautiful.
There was a, at the Met Museum in New York City there a few years ago, they had an exhibit on kind of the mendicant orders and different things. And so in this exhibit, they had different habits, you know, religious habits that were on display and everything. And
so like the habit of praying and the habit of fasting.
Those two. Yeah, exactly. No, you know, the Franciscans, the Dominicans, different things. And so a group of Franciscan friars went in to just see what it was and different things. And so one of the friars, as he was coming out of the Met, was stopped by a gentleman and said, oh, are you part of the, are you on display or are you the real thing? And it just, that line really struck him. When he puts this on, is he just putting on something that's going to put him on display, or is he the real thing? You know, is he putting this on and saying, "My this outward thing is manifesting who I really am"? This person who follows, you know, in his case, the example of Saint Francis, you know, and ultimately the example of Jesus Christ.
I thought about that once, and this is revealing a little bit too much of how nerdy I am. I went to a Renaissance fair.
Oh,
and there were lots of people dressed up as like cardinals and different things like that. And I thought to myself, I should come here in my cassock and I'd be like, I'm the real thing. What are you guys doing? You're just play acting. But that story reminds me of another story, which is maybe we can go out on, which is one of our brother priests, when it was one of his first times wearing a Roman collar, and it was Halloween, and he got stopped.
Oh, sure.
He got stopped on the metro by someone said, you know, not a lot of girls are going to want to give you their number if you're dressed in a costume like that. And he says, it's not a costume. And she's like, well, still, not a lot of girls are going to want to give you their number. And he said, that's the point. So there are some crazy, there's some unique, but there's really a beautiful thing of wearing the collar, being a priest in this world. And it's really amazing. Well, thank you guys for joining us today. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you'd like to listen to more podcasts by Catholic Bites, you can check us out at CatholicBitesPodcast.com or find us on iTunes. Just search Catholic Bites. Bites is spelled with a Y. Thank you, and God bless.
One other cool story as an aside. So I went... Friends of mine from CUA are—they're in the graduate studies for theology there. So they had All Saints Day weekend, like a kind of a costume party. So I just showed up in my collar, but one of the guys showed up in jeans and a polo, and he was just a normal, student. And so when everybody was saying, "Oh, who are you? What are you dressed up as?" He said, "Oh, I'm dressed up as a Jesuit."